with McBeat. I'm Don Swain. Arbor House has brought out three of Elmore Leonard's earlier novels in a volume called Dutch Treat. The book is called Dutch Treat because that's Leonard's nickname, bestowed on him because of a 1940s baseball player named Emil Dutch Leonard. Dutch is not the only nickname Leonard has.
The only nickname before was one, a home nickname, Bubber. Really, Bubba. But it was only used at home, not out.
I can't see Bubber's Treat.
No,
that doesn't work
Bubber's
too well.
Treat. It was... But Bubba is a popular Southern nickname.
Elmore Leonard was born in New Orleans and now lives in a Detroit suburb. Recently, he was asked to write an introduction to a book of photographs of Detroit.
I steer away from requests like that because I'm not good at it. You know, this is essay writing or journalism, and I'm not good at that.
Leonard did write the introduction, but found it tough writing positively about Detroit.
What do I think about Detroit? What do I feel, you know? I think, well, God, when you get right down to it, I'm sort of indifferent. It's there, and I live there, yeah, but I don't feel any patriotism. I don't feel any inclination to defend the city.
Elmore Leonard's novel, Glitz, was one of 1985's bestsellers, and nearly all of his earlier books have been reissued as paperbacks. Leonard writes thrillers, and his heroes are fallible characters barely on the side of the law. Leonard says he consciously avoids artiness and tries to have his characters talk naturally, even though the language offends his mother.
She said, why don't you write Westerns anymore? They were so nice and no one used those words.
Elmore Leonard, whose early novels, The Hunted, Swag, and Mr. Majestic, have been gathered into an omnibus volume called Dutch Treat. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. There is a date in the life of novelist Elmore Leonard that he will always remember. In fact, the date is etched on a coin given to him by Alcoholics Anonymous. 9 a.m., January 24th, 1977. That was when Elmore Leonard had his last drink.
Almost all my life, I drank more than anyone else. That is, more than most people I was with. Always had a very good time, and I was a funny drunk. Everything, I was a happy drunk, I mean. Not necessarily funny. I thought I was funny.
Nevertheless, Leonard says his alcoholism had no effect on his work as a writer.
I didn't write when I was drinking. I knew better than to do that.
Elmore Leonard drank at night and somehow fought through his morning hangovers to return to his typewriter. Finally, the booze became too much.
I couldn't take it anymore. And yet, my system demanded it. You know, and finally you get to that spot where into that position where you have to do something. You've got to quit or you're going to kill yourself.
Leonard was in and out of Alcoholics Anonymous for 3 years before he finally beat the habit. Recently, he confronted a new challenge. With some 24 books to his credit, he gave up smoking.
Having written all of those with a cigarette in my hand, to start the new book without it was difficult.
But not as hard as giving up the booze. Elmore Leonard had a bestseller on his hands in 1985, Glitz. Arbor House has republished three of his earlier thrillers, The Hunted, Swag, and Mr. Majestic, in a single volume called Dutch Treat. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.